Residents of parts of Kansas, Missouri, and Tennessee yesterday had to deal with another threat of violent weather. The National Weather Service issued tornado warnings for more than 30 counties across those states. There were reports of tornadoes, but no injuries from the new storms. Many people are still cleaning up from Sunday's deadly tornadoes that killed 40 people in the three states. NPR's David Shaper is in Jackson, Tennessee. How bad's the damage in Jackson?
Well, Bob, Jackson, Tennessee, this city of about 60,000, which is about 75 miles east of Memphis, is just devastated. There's debris and rubble and tree limbs down everywhere. The hardest hit area of Jackson is the downtown area. That means several landmark buildings, churches are severely damaged. Government buildings like the courthouse, the police station, have their windows and doors all blown out, even though the structures themselves are intact still. Some smaller businesses are completely destroyed. In fact, I saw one sign, a homemade sign, sticking out of a pile of rubble that just says, "Here lies Total Technical Labs." It's a small business that's just completely gone in a pile of rubble. Another area that's really hard hit is due east of Jackson. It's a little town called Denmark of about 100 residents, and several people were killed in this town when their homes were just destroyed. Donald Cole is from that town, and he describes what his family's home looks like now.
Like someone dumped trash on the ground. Everything's flat. It was a brick house. It's laying on the ground flat. The bricks are busting into sand. The trees are shattered. It looks like a desert in a well-treated area.
The governor of Tennessee and several other state officials and federal FEMA officials took a tour of the devastation yesterday, and it's likely that there will be a disaster declaration here in the coming days.
Are people in Madison County coping?
Well, you know, this is an area that had a significant tornado event just 4 years ago in 1999, killing six people, and that's having a significant psychological impact on the town. A lot of people felt like, you know, this is only a once-in-a-lifetime event that can happen to people, and having another tornado so soon afterwards is a significant blow. And adding insult to injury, there's a memorial to the victims of the 1999 tornado that was damaged, and a huge cement sphere that was ripped off of this memorial and deposited in a parking lot across the street. But people are starting to pull together. It's been 2 days now, and they're starting to pick up the pieces and trying to clean up slowly. A lot of the debris is pushed off to the side of the roads. The roads are still trashed, but passable now, and people are trying to maintain their composure, be strong, help one another, and work as hard as they can to get out of this crisis.
What about the storms of last night?
Well, the storms last night certainly rattled a lot of nerves that were already frayed because of the storm just Sunday night. There were reports of funnel clouds in the area, but most of them to the north and west of this county. And it frayed some nerves, and I think it rattled a lot of people, but overall there were no injuries reported, and it remains to be seen how devastating that effect. But there are still storm warnings and watches out this morning. There's expected to be rain all day, and flash flooding could be a problem in several parts of Tennessee.
NPR's David Shaper in Jackson, Tennessee.